So the first way to successfully manage change is to communicate the need for change with staff. Staff may not want to change and become resistant. This may be due to changes may mean taking on extra work. They may not be skilled enough to be able to cope with the new changes. They may lose their job or loss of income. And they think the changes will not work, especially if there are too many of them. So to avoid the resistance from employees or employees not adapting to the change or taking on the changes, managers should do the following. One, communicate openly and honestly about the changes, why they are taking place, and what will happen if the changes are not put in place. So, for example, if the company wants to go from a 5-day week to a 4-day week, why that's been in place and what's going to happen in the future. Will they go back to a 5-day week? Allow an employee input into decision-making of the new changes so staff can come up with good ideas and are more likely to cooperate. So if staff are involved in the decision-making process, they're more likely to be on board. And the third one then, negotiating deals where necessary to provide fair rewards to the employees for sacrifices they have made. So maybe if things are getting better, you might give them a wage increase when they get back to the 5-day week.